Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for us to chat with our friend Jason Roop, the former editor of Style Weekly and the head of the public relations firm Spring Story. And I'm aware of all the drama associated with the Richmond public schools and the firing of a bunch of principals just in the last couple of days.
Yes, that was the big news. And, you know, typically at the end of different school years, we, you know, principals roll off. They're moved out of assignment for various reasons. And everybody's talking right now about the 10 principals that we've lost or we're going to lose by the end of the school year. They are being let go.
Is it a loss or are they being removed for incompetence?
They're being removed. I guess it depends on who you talk to. Some schools are upset about their principals. Others were put on performance plans. And the thing is, as a lot of things at Richmond Public Schools these days, there's a little bit of information lacking. I think the Times-Dispatch was even having a hard time finding out the names of the principals that were being let go. So that, you know, and we've talked about other stuff at Richmond Public Schools, but everybody's dealing with something now. Over in Chesterfield, you know, we talked about how there's going to be an entirely new school board because the last, you know, holdout said he, you know, wasn't going to run again. So that's all up for grabs. But yesterday we learned about Henrico and what's about to happen there. The redistricting process is getting kicked off. They have kind of laid out their schedule of what's going to happen over the next year, and they're going to get a consultant to help them this month or this coming month. And then over the fall and winter, really, they're going to have about 30 meetings, public meetings, hearing from everybody about why they don't want to go to whatever new school or new district the school board wants to put them in. So that always gets the parents riled up, John.
Well, of course, they purchased homes, presumably, or they chose to rent in certain locations because they thought their kids would go to certain schools. That's has the potential to be distressing. So it'd still be a year before any of that was validated and enforced.
That's right. The school board is set to approve whatever changes are coming next spring, and then they would take effect the following year. So if you have a student in a school right now that's a senior or about to leave that school, this will be the, you know, they're safe. They're not going anywhere. And then the changes would take place next year.
Yeah, we've got our normal Easter stuff coming up this weekend, Easter on Parade on Monument Avenue. I'm hoping that that doesn't get rained out or at least sprinkled on throughout the day. And Easter at Maymont?
Yeah, Easter on Parade is really a huge event. Tens of thousands of people. It happens between Allen and Davis Avenues on Sunday from 1 to 5 p.m. You know, there's lots of people watching here. This is where you get the dogs in bonnets traditionally. And then over at Maymont, they have an event on Saturday, so it doesn't really conflict with any church services that you might be going to. Saturday from 10 to 3, and this is very family-friendly organized. They're gonna have a bonnet making, planning stations, Easter bunny. I mean, the kids will have plenty to do. I read that there's something called a life-size candy adventure game. I don't know what that is, but that sounds good to me.
Okay.
Tickets are only
$2. That'll keep them $2. Busy for a little while. Oh,
that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I want to give you a heads up for a couple things in the coming week. We're getting ready to head into both Richmond Restaurant Week on Monday and also RVA Fashion Week, and you can find out information about both of those online. And then for a lot of people, this is going to be a big event on Monday at City Hall in Richmond, the first big public hearing on the budget. There aren't many opportunities for this, so I expect council to be you know, packed. All the city council members had to have their amendments in. There are all kinds of ideas to change the mayor's proposed budget, but that's going to be a big deal on Monday with the tax increases. And I've learned last night that the tax value base in Richmond has risen 53% since 2006. So it's gone from about 16 million in 2006 to almost 25 million today. So that's a figure that is going to probably be touted at the hearings and bring a lot of quizzical looks about if we're growing so much there, why is the tax increase necessary? And people have arguments on both sides.
If it's an organic growth, why are you then adding to the tax liability for the individual citizens?
That's correct, with assessments and everything else.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, maybe we'll have to talk to you on Tuesday, see how that unfolds.
Yeah. I plan to be there Monday if I can find a seat.
Okay. Jason Roop, always digging around. We appreciate that. The former editor of Style Weekly and the founder of the public relations firm Spring Story. Have a great weekend. Thank you, Jason.
Thanks, Sean. Happy Easter.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.